From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. This great Imam was one of the founders of the jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all. He was one of the founders of the very jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt that represented creation, originality, and the progress of intellect. Scholars have reported from Imam al-Jawad a wonderful variety of wisdom and literature regarding noble deeds and conducts that are among the most precious maxims dealing with different educational and moral and ethical issues.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad al-Taqi alayhi salam. So, dear friends, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, of course, lived in an era which was filled by moral and ethical decadence, but it was also filled with political and social decay. So what's really interesting is that the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we find that they say that the people will be influenced and affected by the religion of their leaders. And it's interesting, this is also what we see in the present day, where different kind of leaders or presidents or prime ministers come into power, and the, you know, effect of the personality of that leader is many a time reflected amongst the people. The philosophy of the president, the ideology of the president, the overall behaviors, ways of speaking of the person who is the leader is, you know, somehow reflected on the people, and it has an effect on the people. And so here we find that the Abbasid caliphs, of course, themselves were not the most religious of people, to say the least. They were not the most pious people or the most knowledgeable people. And so these kind of things, seeped and diffused into the society in general. Here we find that there is an interesting conversation where they are talking about certain aspects, and then, you know, one of the companions asks a specific question, you know, about, when does one know when the time is ready for something, right? And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he replies, he says that showing something before it becomes complete spoils that thing. Now, it does seem like a general statement, but one of the ways that this response of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam can be interpreted and understood is that in the political or social arena, when you have a certain political or social idea, that you should really wait for it to become complete. You should wait for it, you know, to be all-rounded, comprehensive, take all of the different, aspects into consideration, take all the different variables into consideration, especially when you're coming up with a political or social idea. And so here, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, he says, showing something. And we interpreted this in the political and social arena, that if you have a social or political idea and you show this, you roll out the red carpet, before that political or social idea has become complete, before you have crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's, what is going to happen is that thing which we said political or social idea, that thing is going to spoil. It is going to be destroyed. It's going to be ruined. And it makes sense, right? If you have, it applies to everything. You know, if you have an idea, if you have a certain thing that you want to do, if you have a game plan, right? Embarking upon implementing a game plan before that game plan is well thought out of course, it will result in complete loss and, destruction and spoiling and losing and that kind of things. And so a very, applicable and a very practical point that has been taught to us by the divinely appointed Imam, that listen, think before you speak, and before you roll out something new, make sure that, you have thought it through and you have checked as many variables as you possibly can, and you have considered all the different aspects that play a role in this. Otherwise, if you don't do these things and you show something before it becomes complete, it will surely spoil that thing. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
And in fact, in another tradition, in Al-Kafi, the uncle of Imam Ridha narrates that Imam began to cry for Bakka al-Ridha. That he began to cry when his uncles, in seeing their short-sightedness, how ignorant they are, how they may have never learned anything at all from their grandfathers, from their ajdads. And then he says, oh my uncle, have you heard the hadith of my father who narrates from the Messenger of Allah? This is Imam Ridha saying, بِأَبِّ إِبْنَ خِيلَةِ الْإِمَّاءَ النَّوْبِيَّةَ طَيِّبَةَ يَكُونُ مِنْ وُلْدِهِ الطَّرِيدَ الشَّرِيدَ الْمَوْتُورِ بِأَبِيهِ وَجَدِّهِ. That basically he goes on to say that the Messenger of Allah said that my progeny shall come from a purified, pure Nubian woman, that this pure Nubian woman shall become the source of many ma'asumeen, including the Imam of our time, because it was his grandmother, of course. This is a hadith of the Messenger of Allah about the Nubian woman, or this woman from this part of the world.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.